A businessman was sworn in as the new leader of Liberia today. Judy Bryant took an oath to lead Liberia's peacetime government, put in place after years of power struggles under warlord President Charles Taylor. Bryant, who replaces former Vice President Moses Blah, will serve a 2-year term as chairman, not president of the transitional government. Alfonso Towe is a Reuters correspondent in Monrovia, Liberia, and was at the inauguration ceremonies earlier today. He joins us now by phone from Monrovia. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you very much.
Also with us is Akwe Amosu. She is the executive editor of allafrica.com. She joins us from her office in Washington, D.C. Thanks very much for joining us.
Delighted to be here.
Let's start with you, Mr. Towe. Since you were at the swearing-in ceremony earlier today, what was the mood like there?
The mood here in Monrovia today was one of joy, happiness, and celebration everywhere in the hall, in the corner of the street, because for many months the people of Liberia have been praying for peace to be restored in this area. And at last, this came to reality today. So everyone really that did come to this program today was excited in that at least at long last the international community has been able to pay attention to Liberia, and then a new government is taking seat at this time.
What do people think of Mr. Bryant?
Many people here are optimistic really about him. They believe that he is a neutral person. He's a businessman who really has not been active in politics. He has not mellowed into political problems here. And they believe that he's a man that is strongly supported by the international community and people on the ground. He can make a good headway.
Akwe Amosu, what can you tell us about Jude Bryant? What do you know about him? Who is he?
Well, he is a businessman. He's been involved at the absolute core of Liberian business in some very influential positions, and I suppose some people might say that that's a difficult place to be if you're genuinely not going to be involved in the politics and misery that's taken place over the last few years. But there does seem to be a widespread belief that he is what he calls himself a neutralist, that he's efficient. He's very strongly religious in the Episcopal Church. Another sign that people, you know, take as reassuring. And although he has been involved in politics, primarily through the Liberia Action Party, he's stood back from active engagement. And the other thing is he's not been into exile. And I think that also makes people feel, in Liberia, feel that he's committed, that he didn't leave and go and enjoy life somewhere else and sort of pontificate on the sidelines.
We need to say that this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let me ask you... Mr. Towe, Mr. Bryant will not be president. He's going to be the chairman. What's the difference, and what are the challenges that face him as chairman?
Yeah, most challenges. Like today, he explained that in his speech that he delivered after his inauguration. And what he said here, in his statement, he said, and I quote, "Our is therefore a rescue mission." That's what he's saying. He said, well, what they are here to do is to bring Liberia back on its feet, is to bring Liberia back on the international map, and they are here to transform things and to improve the system that has spoiled for the past few years. There are no challenges that he...
Mr. Towe, we're having a bit of a problem with our telephone line, and so I think we're going to have to say goodbye to you. Thank you very much for joining us. Alfonso Towe is a Reuters correspondent in Monrovia, Liberia. Ms. Amosu, can you tell us what the difference is between the president and the chairman in Liberia, and what kind of challenges Mr. Bryant is going to face?
Well, I think it's exactly as my colleague was just saying. He hasn't been elected in the normal way that a president ought to be elected by the mass of the voters. He's been selected in a political compromise around a peace negotiations table, and it would be quite inappropriate, I think, for him to behave as though he were the president of the country. He's there, as he says, on a rescue mission to try and put the country back in working order, and I think it's impossible to exaggerate the extent to which the country's infrastructure and basic functions of everything from, you know, power and light to business to education to absolutely everything has been knocked down into pieces. And so the next 2 years will be a reconstruction effort. It will not be a political process and one in which an elected political official carries out his or her program. It's going to be a very practical rebuilding effort, and I think that's what the difference is.
Is Chairman Bryan going to have the resources necessary to accomplish all that?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm sure that, I mean, they already have the biggest United Nations peace mission being built up in the world. And I think there's an enormous amount of goodwill. There's a recognition that Liberia has been allowed to languish for a very long time under the heel of a dictator and in effectively a failed state. And that it's time now to try and help put that right. I think there will be sympathy for aid requests. I hope there will be. But at the same time, Liberia has been in the past a comparatively rich country. It's got rubber, it's got a variety of potential resources, but not unless it can get its infrastructure to work so that it can deliver all of those goods to the world for trade. I think we have to remember that Charles Taylor, the banished president, effectively used the country as his own private money bank, and he would just sell the country's resources and put the money in his own pocket. And so there's been a collapse, effectively, of normal business cycles, and that's all going to have to be put back together again.
Mm-hmm. Is Charles Taylor, the former president, out of the picture? He's in exile in Nigeria, but we hear that he may still be pulling some strings.
Yes, I mean, we do hear that he's on the cell phone every day talking to Liberia, and the Nigerian government, where he's in exile, had occasion to give him a very strong reprimand and tell him not to be in touch and not to interfere in Liberian affairs. And he broke that today, that sanction, by making a statement and calling Liberia and making a statement about welcoming the transition and also justifying his own role. So I imagine that there's more criticism coming his way. I think it's very difficult to say to what extent. I think there's genuine, desperate desire in Liberia to leave him behind. Whether he will agree to be left behind and allow everybody to move on remains to be seen. And he's a man who never stays far from the action, hates to be left out, despite all his pious words now. And I think there is a genuine danger that he will seek to sponsor his own political effort, and I hope not, but potentially military effort sometime in the future.
Akwe Omosu, executive editor of AllAfrica.com, thanks very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
She joined us from her office in Washington, D.C. Earlier we heard from Alfonso Towe, a Reuters correspondent in Monrovia, Liberia. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. In Washington, I'm John Itstein.